views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here, and I am so happy that you're all here today with me, too. We are going to have an absolutely fabulous hour today. I am so excited about my guest today. My guest is Lynn Andrews. Let me tell you a little bit about her if you don't already know about her. She is a 21st century shaman and mystic life coach. She's America's best known shamanic healer and veteran metaphysical instructor. Her 20 books are published in 12 languages, including two New York and Los Angeles Times bestsellers. She's founded the Lynn Andrews School for Sacred Arts and Training in 1994. From that school, 50 groups have formed around the world to study and share knowledge based on Lynn's teachings. Lynn learned shamanic healing and empowerment from shaman women on three continents. She didn't learn from lectures at a podium, but instead through life learning, physical and spiritual world experience in her years with these several medicine women. Following decades of study, Lynn is now uniquely gifted in the multiple facets of shamanism, including not only healing, but also how to take others into her special world. The first book I read of Lynn's was her first book. I believe it was her first book, Medicine Woman. And that was, I think that was published, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the 1980s. And that book was the absolute most fascinating book that I had ever read at that time. And I could barely believe that someone had actually written the book and had those experiences. And it opened up a world for me. It opened up my, I guess the world was already inside of me, but it opened it up and let me kind of experience it in a whole different way. And now throughout the years, Lynn has been writing and continuing her teachings, and she recently has come out, well, I'm not sure, I think this was in 2011, but she's come out with a book now called Coming Full Circle, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World, which kind of it's an incredible book. I've been reading it. And at some point, I want to share an experience I had while reading the book that was kind of amazing for me. But this book seems to be kind of, in some ways, coming full circle with her own experiences. And it's just incredibly packed with so much wisdom. So I am so honored and so incredibly happy to have Lynn Andrews with us today. So, Lynn, hello.
Well, hi, everybody. Hi. It's so nice to be on your show, Sherry. I've been looking forward to it. And Happy New Year to everybody. And boy, do we have a fabulous year coming up.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to kind of maybe start with you is in the introduction to Coming Full Circle, you wrote a lot about kind of the shift that we're in. And if you would like, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about what you're seeing kind of coming in, what we're passing through, and anything else you'd like to share about this time.
Well, I think that we as human beings do the most extraordinary thing. At the end of a period of time, whether it's a decade or a millennium or whatever, we talk about it as the end of days. And, you know, where do we go from here? perhaps it is the end of the way you used your consciousness in the past. I do believe that, actually. I think that 2012, 2013 are extraordinary years, particularly 2013 coming up. We have finally come to a time, I think, where we can find the answers to the questions that we've been asking. And everybody has different questions. Everybody has different abilities. And taking that all into account, I think that what is basically happening energetically, if you'll kind of give me a moment here to talk about this, it's as if we have been for a century coming through the hourglass of time. If you think of human beings as sand going through that hourglass, we are just coming out of the squeeze of the neck of that hourglass. And we are being let go into 2013, and it feels like chaos to so many people. And that chaos is actually a wonderful, wonderful thing as long as you're not dragging behind you all your old baggage. What's also opened up, and the scientists are talking about this, are two new portals in the universe. And what does that mean spiritually? What it means spiritually is that you have two portals. You can go through either one. I don't think it makes a difference, because when you go through that portal, the one thing you have to be very, very sure of is that you have made very secure the foundation for how you see your life. You know, what you think is who you are. Mm-hmm. So if you look at your life and it isn't going the way you wanted it to go, you need to stop right now and call me on the phone, and I'll help you through this. Which I'm doing every day. I'm trying so hard to work with everybody on a personal basis, but you really can do that with me, but that's not what I was going to say at all. What you really need to look at is the foundation of your life. Who the heck are you anyway? I think the first question I'd ask yourself is, are you free? Are you really free? And I think most of you will come up with the answer that no, you're not. Because of all of the responsibility that we have. And then you can learn to look at that responsibility differently. You can look at your process of freedom. I mean, you do have a freedom in the sense that you can go out, you can do what you want to do. In terms of how most people live in the world, you have great freedom. But still in all, we're talking about personal spiritual freedom. And you need to be able to sit down and just look at your life and say, okay, this, I've done all these things. Has it brought me to the place that I truly want to be? And if it has not, then you want to pull back and take a really good look and define your essence and how you manifest that in the world. How do you manifest things? There are a lot of things here that I'm talking about sounds, you know, very simple. Everybody talks about, you know, having affirmations and thinking the right thoughts and thinking positive thoughts and all of this. That's great. It's very important. However, how do you deal with the hidden blocks, those things that are keeping you from being what you really want to be? And usually I find with people, and this is a giant generality, but you know, I find that people don't really feel good about who they are. They don't feel good about themselves. They feel that somehow they're not worthy. And if you feel that you're not worthy, then you definitely are going to produce a life that is not what you were looking for. You know, not the kind of life that you really wanted to have, right?
Right.
And so my books all of them, are about my experiences with extraordinary women of power all around the world. They're Native women, and they hold an ancient teaching that was seeded here thousands of years ago. It's not Native American, it's not Indian, per se, it's not, they're Native women, but they're not of the tradition of a tribe or a nation that they grew up in. Mm-hmm. It is an ancient teaching that is based in the power of woman, or the firstness of woman, and held secret through the Crusades, through the Cathars, through all the different extraordinary events of life that have happened over these last centuries. And so I have learned from each of these women and written a book about it. Like when I was in Australia, for instance, I wrote Crystal Woman about my work with Ginny V, who's an Aboriginal woman, and we worked in the far outback of Australia. And it was an extraordinary experience and teaching. And I remember one day we're walking across the outback, and I was asking her about how can one person do anything in this world to make things better. And she said, "Let me show you." And she reached into her dilly bag and she lifted out a crystal, beautiful crystal, and she held it up to the sunlight, and it threw beautiful prismatic colors all over the ground around us. And she said, human beings are like crystals. And she said, the beautiful colors that you see all around you are created by the imperfections rather than the perfections.
Mm. Wow. That's, wow.
And it was a beautiful teaching. Because
yeah, that is, you know, I'm going to have to interrupt you for a moment. We're going to have to go to a break in a moment, Lynn.
Okay.
But wow, yeah, that's a great, you know, because I was wondering about the, it speaks to our feelings, too, of not being worthy. But anyway, wonderful. We're going to come back with Lynn in just a moment. Lynn Andrews, www.lynnandrews.com. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we will be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secret in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard back with Intuit University. My guest today is Lynn Andrews at www.lynnandrews.com. Her latest book is Coming Full Circle, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World. And on break, I was telling Lynn just, you know, when you've reached the kind of level of Lynn has just spent her life, so many years with incredible women teaching, learning and now teaching and integrating, and such a deep level that it's not just the words that she says. I think it's just that vibration, that energy that you can feel when she speaks. I can just listen to her for hours. And one of the things I kind of would like to maybe lead into with Lynn is, you know, we're talking on break about how there's so many different methods and different ways to go about things. There's so many teachers and different, this is what we need to do and that's what we need to do and we need to get to this place. And it's all said and it's all done with perfect and wonderful, authentic intent. But yet so many people don't tend to make the progress and aren't able to kind of manifest and create what it is that they're really in their soul, in their spirit, in their heart, knowing as their truth. And maybe, hopefully, we're going to ask Lynn to take this question and kind of go with it of how do we do that? How do we really truly manifest what's in our heart?
Well, how many of the listeners that are on this program today feel that they have sabotaged many things in their life? Maybe sabotage their happiness in relationships, in jobs, maybe sabotage certain events with the children and jobs and so forth. Do you ever ask yourself, why have I done this? My God, I've done it again.
Right.
I married an alcoholic the first time and I got rid of him. Now I'm back with another alcoholic. Why do you do that?
Right.
And I, early on in my work, actually from the time I was a child, I always had a destiny. I knew that I was to teach. I knew that I could see, lights around people and their pain. And I do a lot of work with prophecy. I just don't put it out there very much. But I do work one-on-one with people, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience because I can really see into people. But what I do see all over the world, I would say 92% of the world comes out of an abusive background. And a lot of people say, well, I didn't really come out of abuse because they weren't hit or beaten or sexually abused. But there are a lot of different kinds of abuse. If you were an only child and you came home from school and there was nobody there for you because your parents were working, or maybe there were so many kids in the family that people didn't have time to listen to you. Many, many things can cause abuse and loneliness and a feeling unworthy, a lack of self-worth. And if you've had that early on in your life, then you need to take a look at, first of all, you need to identify it. You need to say, okay, maybe I was abused as a child. Then you need to figure out what that abuse was. Well, no, let me tell you. I'm trying to say five things at once. when I've been on book tour, I've written 20 books. I've been on book tours so many times all over the world. And I would try and work with people one-on-one everywhere I was. And I realized very early on that I couldn't do that, that I had to have a school. So I started a school. And it's a wonderful school. You don't have to come to a campus. You can do this online. And we do a lot of phone calls. We have a couple trainings a year where you do come and meet with me. But what I've found is that abuse is at the background of most people's failure. Even if they're CEO of a company, they feel that they're not worthy of it, and they will destroy it eventually, their position. So I thought, okay, we need to work on this. We need to work on the abuse. Where does it come from? And there's something that I teach people that I think is really important. If you can visualize this in your mind, I think when you are brought up in abuse, you are brought up what I call very cold. It's a cold feeling, an empty cold feeling, and maybe a lot of fear around that. And as you get older, you get out of the family situation, you get older, and things start to heat up. You start getting happier. Heat is happy. Cold is when you feel disconnected. And as you heat up in your life, you are like an iceberg floating on the sea of consciousness. And as you heat up, you as this iceberg begin to melt into the sea of consciousness. And it is that melting process that people feel uncomfortable with. People say often, well, you go into a situation that you had in childhood because it's familiar. Well, that's true. It is familiar. But also, besides that, when you start to heat up and feel successful, you don't feel worthy of it, maybe, but you start to pull away. You start to ruin it. You sabotage it. And you start to pull back to that feeling of being cold. In other words, if you had an alcoholic father, there was a great coldness probably in that relationship, even though it depends on the degree. But as you grow up and you marry a guy who's an alcoholic, it's because it's the same old coldness feeling that you had as a kid. And whether you know it or not, that feeling makes you feel loved. And that's the piece that people miss. It is actually the feeling of love, because when you're with your parents, they're supposed to love you. That's what family is about. And it's all you know of love if you were brought up that way. So you reproduce it in your life until you go, wait a minute, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to sit down and figure out why I'm doing this circle of destruction. And when I work with people, we figure it out pretty darn quickly. And there are certain elements that live in your body and in your psyche that you bring in. And those are the things you work with. And you know, it isn't complicated. It's just a matter of being able maybe to work with someone that's been down the trail before you. I couldn't have done it without my teachers, I don't think. I never would have gotten there, because what happens as an abused kid, which I am, you have veils of ignorance over your eyes. You just don't see what's real. So the decisions you make are not necessarily very good for you. So you need to see all of that, and you learn it, and you go, oh my God, I see what I'm doing. And then if you get into a position where things are starting to cool off again and you're ruining something in your life, you sit down and you identify it and you quit it, basically, and you heal it. And it is a process. It is why I have my school. It is why I write my books. I mean, when you think of a world that has come out of abuse, what kind of leaders do we have? For the most part, we have abusive heads of state everywhere in the world, one way or another. It's very rare that you find a happy, peaceful country these days.
Mm-hmm.
And a productive country, and a et cetera, et cetera. So we're looking at many, many different kinds of abuse and how it comes up in the world and how it comes up in your life. And the problem is that when you're heating up, it doesn't feel right at first. You have to identify it and say, oh, my God, I don't know. They've just made me head of this department, and I don't know. I don't think I should be doing this. I'm uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. And you begin to work with that, and you begin to see that you're sabotaging your success, and actually you can grow, and you can grow so much more. And you can move into a place of joy. And with 2013, the most interesting thing, Sherry, about 2013 to me is that we suddenly, out of nowhere, have the ability to see things that we could never see before.
Yeah.
We've maybe had the abilities in our brain. I'm not sure that we have. It's almost like somebody put a new chip in there, like you would in a computer, and suddenly you poke a key and all this reality comes up on the screen that you never saw before. And you go, oh, my God, I can perceive this for the first time. And in that process of perceiving, you have to be ready for it. And that's what I've been talking about throughout many years now, is to find who you are. And there's one other way to look at that.
Here, let's go to a break, and then we're going to come back with that one other way. I'm very interested in it, and I agree completely. It's kind of amazing how, you know, there certainly has been kind of a veil that's been kind of disintegrating, and I know my own life just in the last, just especially into December, I just felt this huge purge, and awareness came, even though, I've always certainly invited it, but it seemed to come of its own. We're listening to Lynn Andrews. We're going to come back, learn more from this great teacher. This is Sherry Diller, www.sherrydiller.com, lynnandrews.com, and we will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching. coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. We're back with Lynn Andrews, Intuit University. And right before our break, we were talking, Lynn was talking, telling us about 2013 and this shift in energy that we're able to more easily perceive, to kind of see energy is wonderful, seeing energy, but seeing that energy within ourselves, seeing what it is that is blocking us and seeing what needs to be healed and seeing our own saboteur, that part of ourself that, like Lynn eloquently put it, is kind of disconnected and cold, and help, she's helping us to move into that warmth of consciousness. Right before we went to break, Lynn said there was one other thing, and then we had to go to break. I'm going to ask her to tell us what that one other thing was, if she remembers. If not, we can...
Oh, God. What we were talking about reminded me of my last sentence. Do you have any idea what it was?
You were saying that... you know what? Let's go into my dream. I'm going to be selfish.
Okay,
because it'll come up if it's we need it. Because with Lynn's books, one of the reasons I have always loved them is because sometimes you read a book and it's like you're on an adventure, and it's more than just like an entertaining in your head adventure. It's an adventure that you can kind of, some parts of yourself open up, you know? There's a catalyst.
Because they're books about my experience with these women. They're not just how-to books.
No, they're not. And it's like you're really connecting with the energy of it. And So here's my experience that I wanted to share, is that I was reading her latest book, which is Coming Full Circle, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World. And there's different chapters, and each chapter she introduces a woman from maybe one of her other books, or maybe it's a woman that we haven't yet been introduced to. And she talks about a teaching and a learning that she experienced and how to kind of apply it in the world today. So I tell you, and that's one reason enough to read the book, is that it definitely, I mean, I tell you what, you just kind of put it right out there too about how we can integrate it and use it in our everyday life. So I was reading the book, and I was reading the section, I think it was with Amy Hummingbird Wing 2, and it was about shape-shifting. And I read that chapter. I read it like a couple days ago or last week at some time. But last night, this was what happened to me, was I was sleeping and I dreamt that I woke up in my bed, just like I woke up, which isn't unusual for me. I wake up all the time. So I woke up and I touched my legs. Uh-oh. But my legs were like, I was like, oh my gosh, where did I get these muscles? And I was like, oh wow, these are like, well, let me back up a little bit. I have been trying to run more. And when I run, I always think, you know what, I just feel like my legs are so heavy. I just feel like my legs are heavy. I wish I could just have these light running legs. So anyway, so that's the pre-story. So last night I wake up, or in my dream, I'm feeling like I woke up, and I touch my legs, and I have these incredible muscles. And they're like really long muscles. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy that I finally have these muscles so I can run. And then I felt, oh, wow, I felt like I've got hair on my legs, heavy hair. And then I thought, you know what, I've got fur on my legs. And I felt, and this is the thought I had, I thought, oh, I'm so happy I have animal legs. This is going to be perfect because now I can just run and I can, you know, like it'll be so much easier with animal legs. So I guess I went back to sleep and then I didn't think about it. And then this morning I was walking my dogs and it just kind of clicked in. I thought, oh my, that's right. I need my animal legs. But I bring it up because in the book, one of the, you know, kind of, that's kind of what happens to me when I read your books is I start to experience. And like I said, you know, there's different openings and different things happening for me. And I imagine that's probably true for a lot of people, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it is. And I think, you know, we do a thing called your power animal. And we do a meditation and a whole visualization process. And you become, I ask you to dance your power animal alive. And we do this in the event and in the school and so forth. And you really do become your power animal. And why? Why is that an important thing to do? Because the power animal is your original nature. Mm. And we've gotten so often so very far away from that. For instance, I'll tell you, my teachers were with me. This is years and years ago. And we were sitting and talking, and they asked me what I thought my power animal was. And I said, oh, I'm a deer. I know I'm a deer. You know, and I, in my mind, I thought of this sweet deer kind of grazing across a meadow and eyes blinking and so forth. And they just fell on the ground laughing. And I said, why are you laughing? You know, they make fun of me a lot, these fabulous women. And one of the great reasons to read my books is to just read about these extraordinary women like Amy.
Yeah,
they're so incredible. Anyway, and they know just what to do to move your consciousness around, which then, of course, I've learned to do, thank God. And they were laughing because I'm a very predatory animal. And a predatory animal is quite different than a grazer, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are hesitant, as I was, to accept the fact that I'm very predatory. I'm predatory about wisdom, about knowledge, about,
oh, right,
you know, going down all the trails of the earth to find the truth of things. And not that a grazer doesn't do that too, but they do it in a different way. And they graze. They're certainly not predatory. Predatory is a very active quality. Deer are more perceptive, more receptive, if you will. And it's a fabulous thing to go through. I mean, I have a big event coming up at the end of May where we'll be doing the power animal, and I enroll everybody in my school in January and February.
Oh, okay.
And in my school, you do the power animal, you do your dreaming power animal. We do a lot of work with dreams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, and so I'm kind of telling you what I do. And then we're really going to experience these things. When I tell you that I have a school or a mystery school, it's like the old mystery schools of ancient times in Greece and in Egypt, and certainly in all native cultures they have mystery schools of different kinds. But it's helping you to learn how to choreograph the energies in the universe, and in your own life. You need to take control of your own life. Oh, I remember what I was going to tell you. Mm-hmm. when we went to that break. There's another way of looking at this. A lot of the native people, one of the Mayan women that I work with, who I'm so close to, Soyla, and I wrote about her at great length in Jaguar Woman, but one of the wonderful, wonderful things about this period of time is that the great dreamer is awakening. And the great dreamer is like a creator god. And now just, you know, whatever your beliefs are, whatever, just set them aside for a minute and just listen to me. The great dreamer god is awakening. And what is happening is that when that great dreamer god totally awakens in 2013, what do you have to do? You have to hold up the reality of your own life. You have to describe it and hold it up and define it yourself, because nobody's going to dream it for you any longer. This is your dream, your life, and you have to find your strengths. I have an online course that is starting very soon. I have four online courses during the year that, you know, you do just on the computer, and we have, you know, incredible chat rooms, and we talk every day and all of that. And the course online is about drumming this year, and it's about drumming your true voice. It's about creating a bridge between your maybe the conditioning that you had in your physical body life and the life of spirit. As I look out into the world today and see what's happening, I see people separating a lot from spirit because they're so busy physically. We're trying so hard to survive, understand, don't you think, Sherry?
Yeah, I get it, right, yeah.
And so we don't have time for spirit, you know, we don't even, and we're losing that connection, and you can't do that.
No.
You know, I see life as a sacred wheel, and that sacred wheel is divided into the four directions, and in the south is the physical, in the west is the sacred dream, death and rebirth, emotions, in the north is spirit, and in the east is sacred mind and reason. And so you go around the wheel, and most often people tend to live in the east and the west.
Sorry to interrupt. Well, let's get back. We're going to talk more about the medicine wheel when we come back. We're going to have to take a short break again. Again, we're talking to Lynn Andrews, www.lynnandrews.com. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're back with Intuit University. And my special guest today, which I have absolutely had the best time listening to, is Lynn Andrews. I feel like I can just listen and listen and learn and learn. I want to talk to you a little bit about her mystery school. She serves as the director of her School for Sacred Arts and Training, known to her students as the Mystery School. In this role, she explores her students, the ancient teachings, well, she explores with her students the ancient teachings relating to the study of global shamanic cosmologies. Mystery school students learn that while most people concentrate only on one aspect of reality, the rational physical world, there is an equally important spiritual realm, a venue within which she is uniquely experienced. In a 4-year course of distance learning, students gain knowledge while training in the techniques of shamanic healing and personal empowerment that Lynn has developed over her 32-year study. Graduates are certified shamanic healers, expert in the use of ancient rituals to enable deep personal transformation through understanding and balancing the physical and spiritual worlds. Now, synchronistically, Lynn and I were talking about kind of explaining and her sharing more about the mystery school with us, and we had a caller that we just kind of tapped into a moment on during the break, and one of the question that she had was about was actually, I think probably Lynn will tell us, but probably something that would be addressed in some of her schools and certainly in personal work with her. And it was about her question being about protecting ourselves from negative energies, which is a great question. I wish we had more time to really go into it in depth, because I know that Lynn has so much wisdom and a lot to teach us about this. And I think, you know, given today's world and all that is kind of coming at us, it's a great question to have. So, Lynn, I'm going to turn it over to you to kind of take this wherever you'd like to take it.
Well, in my first book, Medicine Woman, and the whole series of the Medicine Woman books, there's a character, a wonderful character, who horrible character, named Red Dog. And it would be very interesting for you to read Medicine Woman and also my latest book, Coming Full Circle, where I also talk about this. You bring things into your life that you need to learn from. And sometimes those aspects that come into your life are negative. And you need to see why you're living in a frequency where that negativity can even exist. So you move your frequency literally, and I can show you how to do that. I do sacred prophecy with people from time to time, and I'm going to do it this year. It's rare for me to do it, but I'm going to be doing it because people need it so badly. I would say that if you're asking me about that, it's probably one of the big lessons in your lifetime, is to understand how your mind is creating your reality, and however, and that's something you've heard a million times, but how and why you are doing that so it can never happen again. That is your protection. That is your shield. Now, besides that, there are physical things you can do, which I can teach you. I'm not going to go into them over the telephone or on this program. But if you want to talk to me about it, I'd rather that you go to my website, lynandrews.com, and go to personal sessions with me and make an appointment with me so that I can talk to you and go into second attention and really give you and be of service to you. And it's not just an offhand thing. You don't just say, oh, well, put up shields and do this and that and you'll be protected. It's just not true. And I will show you and teach you how to do that if that's something you really, really want to learn. And I think people have to realize that this, we don't have the luxury for, oh, well, I'll go to Lynn's school next year, or I'll go study this or that another time. I'm going to go do this. You don't have the luxury to do that anymore, unfortunately, or fortunately, maybe. I mean, this is the time. You've got to make it or break it within this next year, and you really have to learn. You need to learn. It sounds like I'm talking about going to a sixth-grade school or something. Really, what I'm saying is that you have to experience somehow through a process that I have learned, for instance. It's a trail. It's an adventure. It's like following a treasure map. And you follow this treasure map, and all of a sudden, it's such an incredible, exciting, fun, humorous thing. That's why you have the laughing Buddha. Why is he laughing? The same way you'll be laughing when you really see how you've complicated your life and you didn't need to do that. How you do these things to yourself. And yes, you can call me and I will do a prophecy with you, but I will do much more than that. I will go much more deeply into who you are. To find out why you needed this prophecy in the first place. And you can always get me on lynandrews.com. Just go up and you'll see all of the things that we do. But I just understand that you ask and it is given. Mm-hmm. And you can ask in a negative way and you can ask in a positive way. And that sounds so simple, but it isn't simple. Mm-hmm. Once you learn why you do what you do, then it is very simple. And I would love, love to talk to you about these things. I am here for you. I am a gifted teacher and a shaman of this century. And you can just take me and squeeze me like a sponge if you want. I mean, I'm here for you. It's what I've dedicated my life to.
Oh, that's funny. You have so much energy too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You are
and it's
incredible.
For you. It's for you.
It's absolutely incredible. You are just such a gift. We've got just a couple minutes. We're going to have to close in just a minute. I just want to remind everybody to really, if you haven't read one of Lynn's books, please do give yourself a treat. And like Lynn said, you know, now is the time we're going to make it or break it in this next kind of going into this new time. And it's certainly, you know, going to facilitate that deep healing that she's talking about. That's more than just words. It's really an energetic shift that, you know, you're worth it. We're all worth it. We're all worth, like Lynn said, that laughter and that love and that full creative being that we can be. I mean, I can just, you know, feel it in everybody. And just the experience of that is better than I think we can even imagine. Lynn, you've got, like, if you want to take 1 minute, any last message for us before I
think one of the important things to remember in your life is that if you can make yourself ill, you can make yourself well.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. And it is without question. But mm-hmm. The thing is, we have to trust. We have to trust our ability to be abundant, to be joyous, to be free, and to be healthy, like we expect the sun to come up in the morning. It's that kind of trust. And you can get to that. Mm-hmm. You can get through those blocks that are deep inside your belly and in your heart. And if you've had a broken heart, I think most of us have at one time or another, you can heal that heart. You just have to address it. I think in this society, we tend to hide our failings. Mm-hmm. Well, we think, oh, my God, I don't hope nobody really sees me for who I am. They wouldn't love me anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That just isn't true.
No.
And people will love you for who you are because you will be luminous. And I am just, you know, putting it out there as a New Year's gift to you. I hope I can help you. I hope I can be of service.
I know you can help us, Lynn. I absolutely know. I think everybody just hearing you knows. Just absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. We are going to have to close the show today. And thank you again so much, Lynn Andrews. And please give yourself a treat and check out her website, her books, her school, and find out more. Thanks so much.
Okay. Namaste, Sherry. Thank you,
namaste.
Dear.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.